Welcome to Propel Power, recorded live from Propel Northside. My name is Dorian, and I'm in the 8th grade here at Propel Northside. Joining me today are...
My name's Isaiah. I'm in the 8th grade.
My name is Trayshawn, and I'm in the 8th grade at Propel Northside.
My name is Essence, and I'm in the 8th grade.
My name is Richard, and also in 8th grade.
My name is Josh, and I'm in the 8th grade.
Today we'll be discussing advice for future 8th graders as well as our future plans. But first we're going to start by talking about lunch issues.
We wanted to talk about lunch issues because there's very important issues that we have to discuss about our lunches.
We really don't have a lot of options. We don't have too many condiments, and when they run out of food, a lot of times the only alternative is pizza or nothing.
There's been several times where pizza was served 4 days in a row because they didn't have a lot of food for the 8th graders.
All right. Say last year, they was giving out food at lunch. There was enough food for one class, but the other class didn't get enough. And they would have to go in the back and find something from last week or the week before and give that to us for us to eat. And that would kind of be nasty because it's old. Well, not old, but we already ate it.
Another situation that we sort of had recently was cold food on Friday after a trip that we had taken. And the thing was that we had came back, and the lunch ladies thought that we were going to be coming down before the 7th grade, but turned out that we actually went after. The food was cold, and the lunch ladies refused to heat anyone's food up.
There's always overcooked food and spoiled milk.
So, our lunches are kind of terrible, as you know. But the thing is, our lunch ladies, they're even worse. There's this one, there's two students she's always screaming at because they're always asking for, stuff that they, need for a lunch. But, she just hates her job.
Well, I think that most of the reasons why she just screaming all the time is because it's probably stress. I'm just saying, reality.
Yeah, how Richard was saying about the stress thing. When the kids come in the lunchroom, they're not lining up, in a line, how they're supposed to. And they just, coming in or jumping around and stuff. They always got to tell us, move back, because they be bringing out, hot trays. They don't want nobody to get burnt or anything.
To agree with Isaiah and myself, I would say that when kids come in, they, sort of be disrespectful because they, want everything their way. And they just jump around, they don't know what to do. Especially the younger grades, because at home they're used to just playing around and not doing anything because they're just technically babies. But when it comes to school, you gotta be respectful to some kind of teachers and everything, because you never know what could be happening to them at home. And then when you come to school, you can make their day even harder. That's why sometimes you just gotta come in, do what you gotta do, and just get out.
I wouldn't disagree on what y'all said, because not all of the grades just jump around. Well, I don't understand where they're coming from, because this school is strict. You're not even allowed to get out your seat. So, yeah, of course, lunchtime's a time you can socialize and, stretch out from being in your seat all day. Because in the morning, there's two periods in creative arts for 8th and 7th grade before lunch. So, of course, they're a little tired from sitting down and learning. So I think the lunch ladies, instead of getting an attitude and shoving the trays in our hands and stuff just because we're acting a little rowdy, I think they can understand where we're coming from because we have been sitting down all day and working.
I like to agree with Essence because we're sitting down all day and there's two different 8th grades, and some people have friends in the different class and we won't get to see each other in the school except lunch. Sometimes they allow us to go to a different table, sit with a different class, but not all the time. When we move, we get in trouble.
I would like to agree and disagree with Essence. I agree because we are sitting down and learning all day, but I would like to disagree because we don't know what's going on at that person's house or what's going on with their family or something. You never know what could be going on in their life. So you can't just come to school. I mean, I understand that it's not all classes or all grades, but it's some, most of the time it's some 8th graders and some 7th graders.
I would like to agree with Trey, because some teachers here got kids of their own and they gotta deal with them, and then they're coming to school to deal with other people's kids that they still gotta respect and have responsibility over. And sometimes that could be hard because their kids don't even act the way they're supposed to. So they're coming to school done with us. It's like a whole different thing because especially the eighth grade, we're older and we got responsibilities. Like at lunch, they expect us to be able to sit down, eat, and talk at 11:01 and not scream and just get done eating, line up, and just head out and do whatever we got to do. But it's hard because people don't act right at home and they just come here and just do whatever. Like, it's a free place to run around and jump off walls.
I like to disagree with Richard because Propel Northside should be able to hire people that actually have, they're not like bipolar or something like that. Like, they don't have, like, get attitudes real quick. And, like, whatever's happening at home, that's at home. If you got a job at a school and you know there's different people with different attitudes, different kids have different attitudes and stuff, and we're all different, we're not the same or anything. And, like, coming down in the lunchroom, you should not be getting attitude at the kids because what happened at your house. So, therefore, you should leave that at home.
I feel like a solution to some of these lunch issues would be if there are people cutting up and stuff like that, just have them eat in the classroom or something. Because then it prevents problems and it stops from wasting time.
Another one is be respectful and get stuff done. You can still have fun, just not rowdy in on it.
Another solution I think we could use is talking to the lunch ladies about how we feel they address us. And I think about the food, it's just not going to change. I think they should cook a little more. I think we should talk to them about that. And if it doesn't go anywhere from there, I think we should just pack our lunch.
If you go to lunch and you just eat, you could talk and be mature and not like jump around and walk around and get out of your seat without permission. You could do all that without being extra. So if you just go to the lunchroom, eat, and then go back to class, there won't be a problem.
All right, we're going to change topics here and talk about advice to the upcoming eighth graders.
Stay out of trouble, stay in school, make plans for eighth grade, and have good grades. Stay out of trouble because, like, there's always somebody watching. Every time you hit the corner, there's always somebody standing there watching you. Once you get in trouble, there ain't no going back.
Just don't do nothing to get yourself in trouble just don't do nothing to get yourself in trouble. They're watching every little thing that you do. You can get suspended, especially if you argue. Get yourself in a lot more trouble before school suspension, after school suspension, lunch detention.
Another thing you want to do is do your work. Don't wait till it's too late to make up on work. Most of the time, you're not going to get makeup work, and you're not going to be able to bring up your grade.
Doing your work, or don't wait to do your work. Start the year out good and start your work, because I made that mistake this year. I didn't do all my work at the beginning of the year, and I had to make all of it up towards the end. It would have been way easier if I would have just started the year out doing my work, not playing around.
I like to say for the upcoming eighth graders is don't fall under peer pressure and watch who you hang around. This year I had many experiences where I hung around the wrong crowd. I got in trouble a lot. Not everybody is your friend. I learned that the hard way.
Don't fight over somebody that you got feelings for.
Like Isaiah said, for advice for the eighth grade girls is don't let boys get in the way of your schoolwork, because I see some of the seventh grade girls now are letting these boys control their life and stuff, and that's not cute at all.
Don't worry about other people. Steady yourself for real.
Especially, don't be an instigator. Most people, they get suspended for instigating.
When I first got here, I was hanging around, like, wrong people. They used to, like, clown around in class and, like, laugh and stuff.
For the upcoming eighth grade, leave social media out of school. There has been several situations where I have been in something that happened out of school, but it was brought here.
In reality, this is the last year in eighth grade, which means this is the last year having certain friends. This is the last year having a bunch of teachers to support you. This is the last year. Once you get to ninth grade, it's...
Don't take this stuff in high school, too. Like, all this stuff that we're talking about, don't do it in high school, because it's going to be even worse, because they expect you to be, like, the best you can be. Be a leader, don't be a follower in high school. Oh, my first year, I'm going to Propel Montour. I'm going there because I wanted to get into, like, a good high school, and my math grade right now, it's not that good. So it's basically, like, a math and, like, science school. So I wanted to work on that first.
Another thing I like to say is to always look your best and keep your hygiene up, because I've seen a lot of people get clowned. I don't want that to happen to any of the future eighth graders.
Don't take the drama and all the bad stuff. Take all the positivity and good grades and all that good stuff.
Well, I think this is a good place to transition. How about we just go around and we all say where we're going to high school and one positive thing we're going to take with us. Me, I'm going to Perry, and one positive thing I was going to take with me is, I don't know, just sort of not being someone who's, I guess, trying to be like everyone's friend and stuff.
Well, I'm going to Propel Montour, and one thing I'm going to take with me is forever. It's my personality. I'm a real cool person, for real.
I'm also going to Propel Montour High School. One thing I'm going to take with me is I'm different from everybody else. Like, I don't fit in, like, in a good way, though. I'm different, like, basically. I got different personality, like Essence said.
I'm going to Montour School District, and one positive thing I'm going to take with me is my attitude, and I'm just going to stay out of drama.
I'm going to Purple Montour, too, and one thing I'm taking is just staying out of drama, basically being myself. Don't try to be like others.
That concludes this episode of Propel Power on Youth Express, recorded live from Propel Northside. Special thanks to Mrs. Thorpe, Mr. Stoney, and the Saturday Light Brigade. We welcome your feedback and input. Please address comments to info@youthexpress.org.
Youth Express, catch the future.